Hey, this is Jamie Waxman, and you're listening to Playgirls Sex Pod, and you cannot believe what I'm doing to get this podcast done right now. I am on my way out of town, literally in the next half hour, to head to LA to shoot 3 adult videos for a company, and I will tell you all about that when I return, but I really haven't podcasted in a while, and I promised it wouldn't be this long, and so now here I am doing it again. And there is so much to talk about, so much going on, not only in my own life, but in the world of sexuality. But I figured I would discuss something that has been near and dear to me and my genitals for a little bit of time right now. I am writing a book on women and masturbation. And in this book, I am doing a section on luxury sex because there are so many high-end vibrators out there now. Vibrators, by high-end, I mean vibrators that cost over $100 just for a good buzz. Now, I have to say, you don't need a vibrator that costs over $100 to get off. It's just, it's not something that will your high-end vibes are not going to give you necessarily a better orgasm. Of course, some of them have functions that make them incredibly crazy and different, but your high-end vibes aren't going to give you any sort of better orgasm. They're just going to give you either the same type of orgasm that you can get from a novelty vibe being a vibe that doesn't cost, $100, maybe more like $20, that is put out by a large company. Playgirl makes tons of great novelty vibes. And this is just a lower end in terms of using hard plastic or soft jelly rubber vibe, as opposed to using some higher end materials like aluminum or aircraft quality titanium. These are just some of the things, the vibes. Oh, gold too. These are some of the materials you'll find in your higher end toys, silicone as well. So that being said, let's talk about some of these high end vibes. Okay. Here we go. We have one of the first vibes I fell in love with on the higher end section is a vibe made by Lelo. That's L-E-L-O. And they make a number of really beautiful ergonomic vibes. I had to think how to say that word. And they're all really nice and all, you know, great for clitoral stimulation. But my absolute favorite is the Iris. That's a longer vibe. It's actually a great vibe for penetration. And it's just one of these really beautifully designed vibes, hard plastic handle and a silicone top. The colors are either baby blue or pale pink. It has a number of different functions. It's got a motor in the tip and another motor in the base, I believe. And it's got these really great functions that throb and pulse. And I am a big fan of throbbing and pulsing. So, Lelo, now that'll cost you about $135 or something like that. Comes beautifully packaged in a great box. It's rechargeable, which is what's great also about a lot of these high-end vibes, is that you don't actually have to buy batteries ever, which is not only going to save you money in the long run, but it's also going to help save the environment. Wouldn't you feel good about that? Now, another higher-end vibrator that I really like, and actually did not think I was going to like so much, is the Cone. The Cone looks like one of those traffic cones, only shorter, and not actually all that much like it, but enough like it that you can get this, or like a wizard cap if it was like the wizard was Mini-Me or something from Austin Powers. A smaller version of a triangle-shaped cone, and this cone is not designed to go inside of you. It's made of silicone. It's pink, and it takes C batteries, which is kind of a bummer, but C batteries give you a va-va-voom when it comes to vibration. But it's made for you to sit on, for you, meaning you or your partner. If you're a guy or a girl, you can use it to sit like right around the butt stimulation, or you can use it right on the clit, which is where it's designed, or even the entrance of the vagina works as well. And it's great because it has so many unique features. There's like 16 different variations on this puppy. And it's just one of those really cool conversation pieces as well, but it goes super strong. You've got lots of speeds as well. And really, it's just one of those vibes that you're not really sure what to do with until you have it. The Cone actually offers, if you go to their website, which is conezone.org, they will show you ways in which you can use this vibrator. And let me tell you, there are some extremely clever ways to use the Cone. Now, again, the Cone takes 3C batteries, which is a lot of batteries for a big vibe. It's not such a little vibe. But again, it's a powerhouse. And I don't know exactly how long they last because I haven't had mine long enough to tell you when the batteries actually die. But I will tell you, you can lie down, you can read a book, you could do a lot of things using this vibrator that you can't necessarily do with some other vibes. So that's the Cone, number 2 in my luxury sex. Okay, number 3. Number 3 is the jeju, the play in French, if so to speak. This is a vibe that is seriously designed to give you tons of foreplay. It's a super smart vibe because you can actually program your own pleasure software. I mean, that's incredible. It is a really expensive vibe. The Cone will cost you about $130 as well. Jeju will cost you $290. It comes with software. It comes with silicone lube. It is rechargeable. It comes with 3 heads that you slide on the body that looks like if a cell phone and remote control were purple and had a baby. This is what you would get. This is Jeju. And Jeju is really nice because it does these up and down and circular motions. And honestly, I had to tell myself a number of times, this was not a human tongue. Of course, I also had to put lube on the tip of my clit before I used it because otherwise, even though it wasn't like a human tongue, it was still sort of annoying in terms of I wasn't fully wet. And that it's definitely something you want to do with all these vibes, even if you're not putting them inside of you, is to make sure that you lube them up. But I really, really, really love Jeju as well because there are grooves. My favorite is Cleaner, which I'm not even sure is actually one of the grooves because it just does one motion, which is circle, 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 like the cleaner on your VCR, if you still have a VCR. So it does that circular motion. But there's Quickie, which will get you off in 5 minutes. These are designed, some programs are 30 minutes. So it's designed to really work on you when you want to get worked on. And that's so hot. I mean, really, to actually have this sort of pleasure wear software and all that jazz. And then there's also, now, I can't say I'm a huge fan of the vibe for the price, but Jimmy Jane makes vibes about $165 for the Little Chroma. The Little Chroma is a metal vibe. It comes in gold, titanium, platinum. I lied about platinum. I'm not making any of this up, but I'm really remembering everything at this point and not looking up things as I talk to you. Anyway, that being said, this comes in a number of metals, and the starting price is around $165. Honestly, it's a 1-speed. It does have a battery that you can replace, so it never actually, the motor, I'm sorry, you can replace, so the motor never actually dies, even if the batteries do. But you have to still buy batteries with this one. And you also, oh, and it's waterproof, which is also really nice because you could bring it, they say, like pretty much 10 feet below, and you're good to go. So that's a good thing about the Jimmy Jane series. And I like the name Jimmy Jane. You know, it just has that nice ring to it. But, you know, it's expensive. And you can get a pocket rocket or a Playgirl vibe for that price and get off the same way. Unless you like to really look at your vibes when you're going down, or you really like the idea that you have a gold vibe. Jimmy Jane is cool, but it's not my favorite. Now, I have to say the one I've started to use and I've completely replaced my pocket rocket with is the Aerosolator. Oh my God. Now, it doesn't mean anything anymore to most people that Dr. Ruth endorses this thing, but she does. But what does matter is how fucking good it gets. So the Aerosolator, you're looking at the lowest level, you might pay like $144, maybe a little bit more. The highest level, you're paying in the 200s. But it is so worth it. It's a plug-in, which means it always has power. Where Jeju's rechargeable, your power dies. If you don't recharge it right away, it's not ready the next time. This is just plug it in and go. And it comes with a variety of heads depending on the package that you buy. And I'm really into the soft tip right now. I have the deluxe package, but I would be okay with anything. Now, the Aerosolator oscillates. It doesn't vibrate. It doesn't do instead, it's like, but it's side to side. So you're not actually, you're having this sort of different motion, which works really well. I have to say I'm a big fan. And the Aerosolator is like, it looks like a tooth, like a Sonicare toothbrush a little bit. And you plug in your different heads. It's except it's bronze, so it gives you a little bit of a royal feeling when you're, you know, fucking yourself. I really, really, really like this toy. Now, I have not tested the Elemental Pleasures, but I must reiterate again how much I love the Eroscillator. I've not tested Elemental Pleasures, which is another high end. We're talking either $200 for a one motor or $400 for the low end with three different speeds. But these are the ones made out of aircraft quality titanium, and they are designed by people who worked on aircraft. So it's kind of weird. But yeah, Elemental Pleasures is another. This one is, it takes a lithium battery, I believe. I'm not sure if that means it's rechargeable. Like I said, I haven't seen it, but you can check out Elemental Pleasures as well as you can check out Emotional Bliss, another vibe I haven't used. They look a little more sterile, but apparently Emotional Bliss has changed their design a little bit so that they feel better now. Because there are so many ridiculously high-end toys on the market this day, and it's so hard to choose. If I was going to pick one right now to go with, it would be the Eroscillator, followed closely just because it's so unique and interesting by the Juju and the Cone. And, you know, aesthetically, the Lilo. It's really hard to say, but they're worth it. I know Valentine's Day is over, but hey, you know, birthdays are coming up. I wouldn't have recommended this stuff for Valentine's Day anyway, because I say show the love other times of the year. And really, I can't wait to be back and talk with you more. I know this is like a blah, blah, blah. I've got to go read Violet Blue's guide, the Smart Girl's Guide to Porn, to make sure I make good porn this weekend and next weekend. And I'll be out in LA, and I hope to be able to broadcast from there. And, you know, thank you for listening. This is Playgirl Sex Pod. You could check out Playgirl. You should definitely check out Playgirl TV for some really hot videos at playgirltv.com. And check out me, Jamie Waxman, at jamiewaxman.com. And really, thank you for listening. Come again and again. And if you get one of those vibes, man, you will not stop coming again.